Just the three sleeps now until the Australian Open. All sorts of intrigue everywhere you look. Obviously with Novak Djokovic, the draw finally was held yesterday. Another chapter to the Novak saga when it was held over for more than an hour while we waited for the Prime Minister's press conference. In the end, Novak was pulled out of his side of the men's draw, of course, as the number one seed. A man who's across it all is Brett Phillips. And thanks to Hume Tennis in Melbourne's North, the mini Melbourne Park, of course, has two international wheelchair tournaments at the moment featuring Dylan Alcott and the world's best tennis players. Get yourself down there and be inspired. BP, it's all happening. Welcome to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sam. Josh, yeah, just been peeling through the draw since that came through yesterday, trying to mount an argument for a few players. But, yeah, you're in the lap of the gods when the draw is done. But at least the players know, you know, 3 days out, who they're going to play. Well, at the moment, Miomir Kecmanovic, the Serbian, knows he's playing Novak at this stage, whether that changes. If he did not play Djokovic, I think what will happen is the fifth seed, Andrei Rublev, would come up to the top of that first half of the draw, and then they would slot in a lucky loser from qualifying, which completes today, into the rest of the draw, into the mix there. So anyway, we'll see how that one plays out.
And just before we get to the draw, which is a tricky one for all of the Aussies, even Ash Barty is in that. I mean, the federal government, we await. Legally, it must be enormously complex. And moreover, after the embarrassment of losing in the federal circuit court for the federal government, if they are to come again, they'd want it to be ironclad, wouldn't it? Stone cold certainty for them. There's going to be global backlash with this. And after all this time, to be potentially yanked mid-tournament or pulled on the eve of the tournament, that's only going to be heightened. You can imagine the furor that would come with that.
Oh, absolutely, Sam. They know that there's going to be an immediate challenge from the Djokovic camp if the decision is to revoke the visa for a second time. So they need to have all their ducks in order, all the facts correct, all the timelines to mount their argument that Novak, you know, hasn't acted with the greatest character, not in the best interest of the country, and yeah, hasn't, you know, obviously filled out paperwork and stated his intentions honestly. So, yeah, fascinating period. We thought the call was going to come yesterday. Everyone now is convinced it's definitely going to come today, but yeah, you know, still we're in the dark, so we just wait.
Comedy hour, this is. Oh. BP, they're apparently sending a Netflix crew around Novak and getting some inside info. You're not going to make an appearance in this doco, are you?
No, I'll just slip into the background there.
I was going to say, you've got to somewhere, get in there as an extra. Hopefully they pay well for extras, so sneak in. And let's get stuck into this draw, because our Aussie men in particular have not fared very well.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag, no doubt. I mean, I'm just looking at Demonor as our top-ranked Aussie male. So, yeah, Lorenzo Musetti is a young Italian who's really made his mark in the last couple of years. I mean, certainly go back to 2020 when he, you know, actually played Djokovic in a fourth round, had his best run at the French Open. He tailed off at the back end of 2021, but he's a player as part of that really strong Italian production line of players who's really emerging. So, yeah, not the easiest assignment for Alex, who doesn't always get the kindest of first-round draws at the majors. The rest, I don't know. I think, you know, Kyrgios for the qualifier. Let's see if he gets to the start line. You know, O'Connell, Gaston, that's possibly winnable. Alex Bolt's got a tough one. I really rate Davidovich for Kina. Very good Spaniard, the Energizer Bunny. Where's the different socks? Take a look at that. Alexei Poprin, that is a tough one. And Alexei's not in absolutely superb form. I watched Arthur Rinderknecht, the Frenchman, up in Sydney last week. And this guy, he's about 197 centimetres. He's massive. His ball striking was huge. Great wingspan coming forward. Really comfortable volleyer. And, yeah, if we look down, Duckworth, you know, who was our second-ranked Aussie, had a great back end of last year. That's very winnable against Manorino, who's a crafty Frenchman. Kokkinakis with a qualifier. So the way Thanasi's playing at the moment, you'd have to back him in. Possible second-round matchup with Rafael Nadal. So I think there's some possible winnable ones there, depending, yeah, whether our Aussies can execute on the men's side.
Yeah, that was my... I was forecasting forward, perhaps foolishly, but as you mentioned, Danasi's looking at a date with Rafa Nadal in round two, and Nick Kyrgios has likely to face Medvedev in round two as well. So I guess it's going to be hard. They might progress from round one, but maybe progressing from there might be a task.
No, good call. Yeah, no, you're right. If you start to look forward, I haven't necessarily done that with the men, Josh, because I just like him to try and win a match, but I have done it with Ash Barty.
I've
looked at the whole passage through with Ash, and really, I mean, as everyone no doubt has got their head around, a possible fourth round matchup with Osaka. In saying that, Osaka would have to potentially get past a Belinda Bencic, good player, Amanda Anisimova, very good player, who Darren Cahill has now got under his wing, and he turns players into number ones. So I don't think absolute guarantee that Osaka might beat either of those. So there could be a little shifting there by the time we get to the fourth round. I think for Ash, though, she should be able to get through to that stage. And then in her top half of the draw, you know, likely to run into an Ons Jabeur, great story from Tunisia inside the top 10, or Maria Sakkari, who, you know, has had a great 12 months as well. And then the other half of that draw, in looking ahead to a potential semi-final, you know, Badosa, great year last year, or Krejcikova, the French Open champion. So, yeah, it'll get tougher as she gets through, but we always just look at that first week, just trying to get through at least that fourth round.
Yeah, just in regards to Naomi Osaka and any player who may come into a big tournament underdone, do you think players find it, do they develop the conditioning as the tournament goes, or because they are under-conditioned to begin with, the longer they go throughout the tournament, the harder it actually becomes for them?
Well, I think, you know, the champions just find a way to keep, you know, not trying to peak too early, just trying to, you know, just navigate through those first three or four matches. Because once upon a time, you know, some of these players would cruise through. But because of the depth now is really there, you can see it down in the men's and the women's. I mean, I'm just looking at the women's here. You've got Mladenovic, Keys, Garcia, Kanepi, Svastova, Vekic, and Sloane Stephens, who is a former US Open champion. They're all ranked between 50 and 100 now, but they're dangerous players who mightn't be in stellar form, but they just bring experience. So you've got to be on sort of from the first match, but you don't necessarily want to be peaking too early. So I think in Osaka's case, I just always feel like with her, Joshy, she needs matches. I reckon she can be exposed early, and she plays a girl from Colombia who won her first title at 19, going back about a year and a half ago, who had actually had four names. I noticed she shortened it to Camila Osorio, which is much easier for us commentators because there were two other names in there. And she is a powerful ball striker. She could have a day out and just catch Naomi napping if the footwork's not there and she's not quite on. I mean, Osaka plays a certain way, so you can expose her early doors. But, yeah, look, there'll be upsets, no doubt. The women's, it's common.
Been some sort of build-up for Craig Tile and his team down there at TA, though, hasn't it? With everything going on with Novak BP, then yesterday the decision from the government, the crowds will be cut in half as well. So it's been one thing for the other for Craig Tile and his team, which is a shame on the attendance side of things, I would have thought.
Yeah, that's a real kick in the guts, isn't it, Sam? They were really gunning for 100% crowds. The site they've set up is brilliant. You know, back when that was announced, I mean, I think we all thought that, you know, we were certainly heading in the right direction with all this stuff. We get back to normal, but, yeah, we know this is going to come very, very quickly, the whole new wave and what it's done for society and for the tennis. So, yeah, it really, really disappointing from that regard because it's a huge site and 50%... full, look, there'll still be a great atmosphere and good crowds, but yeah, that is particularly disappointing.
And up in Sydney, Andy Murray has qualified for his first, obviously, ATP single semi since October of 2019. We didn't need to be worried about him in the end. It was the guy on the other side of the net, David Goffin, who retired mid-match after losing the first set, Brett.
Yeah, he did. He's got a couple of injury concerns, Goffin, but Murray to play Opelka today, the big server from the States. So he'll have his hands full there. But Andy, look, Andy's such a good returner. He relishes playing these big servers because he just reads the server so well with all his experience. And the other guy, who I reckon's a bit of a dangerous little floater for the Aussie Open, who I watched close up courtside, Daniel Evans, the former bad boy of British tennis, who's totally reformed. He's got a beautiful game, Evans. I mean, there's a potential all-British semi-final up there in Sydney, and Evans, he's got that beautiful slice backhand, really crafty play. He's only small in stature, but he digs in. He's tough to beat, and he gets under the nose and agitates his fellow competitors. So, yeah, it'd be great for British tennis to have a couple of semi-finalists up there.
Hey, BP, Joe off the Temper Text has got one for you. Apparently our man Bernie Tomic stated on Channel 9
current
somewhere
affair.
Last night, current affair, that he will be winning a Wimbledon before his career is finished. Joe wants to know what BP thinks about that statement.
Thank you, Joe. Well, look, I did go on Twitter this morning and said, look, now that the revelation came out that he had COVID, and he predicted it, Nostradamus, Bernie in the chair a couple of days ago. So I said, look, okay, maybe I need to concede for a moment and judge him at full health and fitness, but I'm not holding my breath. Even if he did have a touch of COVID the other day, I didn't quite see the new Bernie Tomic. So anyway, look, all of us can talk the good talk, but we've got to walk it, and I'm still not convinced. But
he said, we all know this. I know this. I'm probably a top 10 player in the world on grass. I will do it. That's win Wimbledon before I retire. I will do it. That's for sure. So, yeah, while he's in good form predicting the future, maybe we should just wait and see what happens, BP. We'll 29 years of age. Who knows? It would be some sort of resurrection if he was to get himself up at the pointy end again, wouldn't it? But we appreciate you joining us, mate. We really do. There's so much happening at the moment. And we wait and see what happens from here with Novak Djokovic. Not the first time we've said that this week, but hopefully today there's a decision one way or the other and we can all move on, I would have thought.
Yeah, indeed. And we've got two Australians left in qualies today, Sam, as well. Matthew Ebden, the experienced Ebden, Kim Birrell, who I'd love to see get into the main draw. So we'll go down and have a look at those two and hopefully two more Aussies we can slide into the draw for Monday.
Beauty.
And you are here thanks to Yarra Tennis Coaching. Of course, that's at Eaglemont Tennis Club. Junior and adult programs available. You can check them out at yarratennis.com.au. Have a great day, BP.
Thank you, guys.